Surprise, surprise. I didn't really know how to start this episode. And give me a second, I'm going to turn the fan off. Okay, and I'm back. I apologize for that rough opening, but I feel like most of my episodes are very rough in opening. Obviously, the news of the week, I guess in most people, especially in the U.S., were the charges and non-charges and levied toward the officers in the death of Breonna Taylor. And I guess it's my immediate reaction to it was, I think a lot of older black men and women was, I wasn't surprised. From the beginning, we've had multiple different accounts of what has been going on to, like, okay, was she sleeping? Was there a no-knock warrant? Then they said, no, it wasn't a no-knock warrant. It was like a knock and announce warrant. And then they said, like, what was it, that she was holding drugs for her boyfriend. They said she wasn't an actual EMT. The official report saying that Breonna Taylor wasn't injured when she was literally dead, cold on the ground. Then the fact that they called the ambulance away, but then only called it back during the raid to help the officer who got shot in the leg not look even after Breonna Taylor when she's literally shot 6-7 times, I believe, and she's lying dead on the floor. The boyfriend had to call 911 to get the ambulance to come look at her. I am really not surprised that we've gotten here. And also the prosecutor, I should just remember his name. The prosecutor, I mean, just reading a lot of stuff about him in general and just kind of seeing what's going on. He's a rising star in the Republican Party. He's black, for those of you that care. I don't care. I never understood why that mattered. But he's black. He was a special prosecutor who was assigned to the case after, I guess, the attorney that was assigned to the case before that recused himself. And then I guess just the way the whole grand jury process was very fishy. They reached this decision in a week. I mean, first of all, I don't even know anything about grand juries, how long it takes, but they reached the decision in a week. They said they listened to one person who said that they heard the police announce themselves before they knock. But then I'm sitting there like, but what about all the other people who live at the apartment and disputed what the police said? What about the fact that there are multiple inconsistencies in the actual police report? You know. And, you know, it seemed like the city of Louisville knew how it was going to go down. That's why a couple of days before the actual verdict or the grand jury findings were announced or charges were announced, man, Louisville was gearing up for war. Like, the federal courthouse was shut down. I mean, Louisville PD officers weren't even allowed to take vacations and all that stuff. Like, they prepared, and still two cops got shot in the preceding protests after that. I had to look up what wanton endangerment is. And, yeah, I get why there's a law for it. Cause there seems that you gotta have a law like this when somebody just wants to act crazy and disregard the consequences. So one of the officers, I believe, his name, I'm looking for the name. One of the former Louisville police officer, Brett Hankinson. He was the only one of the three who was charged with a crime connected to Breonna Taylor. And he was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree. I think, obviously, people wanted, like, murder charges against the three officers and everything like that. But first of all, I think one officer, even though he fired into the home, none of his bullets actually hit Breonna Taylor. But also, I think a lot of people have to understand, like, people maybe just listening and looking around, people talking like they should be charged first degree murder. I'm like, people have to understand what actually goes into that. Maybe just because we watch SVU all the time, or we watch all these shows where they're getting charged with murder and things like that. And, you know, Benson gets mad when the freaking prosecutor can't upgrade it to first degree because Benson couldn't do a job and actually prove that there was intent. So first degree murder is very, like, you have to actually prove that the officer came in with the intent of shooting Breonna Taylor, like premeditated, like came in and he's like, that's who I'm going to kill, from just my basic understanding of it. And that's not what happened. I remember a few episodes back when I told you guys about what goes into a no-knock warrant, straight from my friend's dad, who's also a police officer, and talking about all the work that goes into it. There was already a lot of questions about the work that went into the warrant and then how the warrant was actually executed. And now we're looking at this, the multiple inconsistencies with the police report and things like that. No wonder people are mad. They're angry. Looking on Facebook and the cesspool that it has completely become, watching, I think, one dude in particular just freaking, like, calling her like a drug fiend and things like that. I'm like, first of all, you don't know nothing about this woman at all. And I was actually very frustrated because I'm like, you don't know nothing about this woman. First, she had no charges on her record. And this is just who we are now. It's like one or the other or anything like that. And it's like, you can't even just meet in the middle. You can't just be like, yo, what they did was wrong. And wanton endangerment should not be like the only charge that came out of that. At least in my opinion. I can't speak for everybody else. Hankerson charged with three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree. It is a Class D felony, and it's the prison you can be locked up in prison for up to 5 years, but a minimum of 1 year. So technically, he could get 15 years for shooting wildly, and his bullets going into the next door neighbor whose wife who were pregnant. Whose family and the female in the family was pregnant. The funniest part was they also shot that went into another apartment where the people living there were black, but those shots didn't count. They didn't get charges for those shots. Like a lot of people, I'm tired, but I sat there and I was like, it's a shame that I'm not surprised. And what can really be done? I'm sure that the parents will try any kind of legal thing to see if they can actually get actual, like, justice. Sure, the city of Louisville pay them $12 million, but first of all, those payments aren't, it's not like they're giving them a $12 million, like, check right now that they're going to tax and all that stuff. No, they're going to give it to them in installments over years, but that's not justice. Even if that is admitting the city of Louisville was wrong, that's not justice. And obviously justice has many different forms depending on the person. But something was done wrong here, okay? First of all, remember when they said they went into the wrong place, first of all? And I was on there like, Google Maps this thing, like, as a regular bystander, I have so many questions about it. Why'd you send the ambulance away? Why did you only treat the officer? Okay. And then you guys had the nerve to charge her boyfriend or her husband. I can't remember what, with attempted murder on a police officer. And then those charges went away real quick. And it just a complete cover up after that. And I'm sitting there like, is it really that hard as a police officer to say that they were wrong and actually mean it? So one of the officers, I believe it was a detective, was fired. The other two were placed on administrative leave. Like, the way they describe the incident, because I read this whole kind of timeline from the Washington Post, and just kind of sitting back and looking at it and just seeing how hotly contested a lot of the things are in the case, it's incredible, like, that this is allowed to go on. Like, it's disgusting. And the crazy part is, I am the same age as Breonna Taylor. Oh, I technically I am a year older than her because she didn't get to her birthday, but we're born the same year. It's, ugh, like it's just disgusting. Like the fact that you, I get that this is part of like the police procedure where you, obviously you get a tip and you go to a place and there's no drugs found, but they already found they arrested Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend. I think I want to say later in the day or after the raid, but they already identified the suspect. Like everything was done. Obviously, I can't speak for the whole police procedure, but it shouldn't look like this. At least that's what I'm saying. And I feel like whoever is in charge of, whoever is a law enforcement official who's listening to this, I'm sorry. Like, obviously, I don't know what goes into your job every day. And I cannot even imagine the stress and all the decisions you have to make. But this is just bad. And I know it's hard to talk bad about a fellow brother, so to speak. Somebody puts their life on the line every day. But I shouldn't know Breonna Taylor's name right now. She shouldn't be dead. And even now that she is dead, you guys can't... I should stop saying you guys. I should be like, the people responsible can't even take responsibility for their actions here. I'm sorry, those three men should not be police officers anymore. They shouldn't be. And I could keep going into what this means and how Louisville has reacted ever since and how we're all, at least a lot of us, are not surprised, even though people are like, that's it. But we've seen this before. Let me give you the biggest example that comes to mind. Rodney King. They had cops literally on videotape in the 90s beating up a man on the street. And we saw the machinations that was happening. They would have definitely been charged if the case was held in L.A. But no, they moved it to Simi Valley, which in California is very conservative, to make it work for the officers. And we saw what happened. And L.A. burned for days. I'm sitting here scared a little bit, curious, and I guess anxious about what comes next. Before I finish, I also want to just get this out there because it's just on my mind for some reason. We'll leave. So the special prosecutor, the rising star in the Democratic Party, he's also a protege of Mitch McConnell. I think he's also married to somebody who's related to Mitch McConnell, like a niece or a daughter. I don't know. I don't care. It's not my business, but I just want to get it out of here. So just get out of my head. So I'll speak it out. With all the things that I'm feeling right now, and I remember sitting there afterwards and looking at my computer after finishing reading like a myriad of articles, and I'm like, what does this mean for our future? I sat there, I was like, trying to answer that question. The people who kill Ahmaud Arbery are going to get off. Derek Chauvin is going to get off. Meanwhile, another Minneapolis police officer just got 22 and a half years for killing a white woman, and he was black or Somali, something like that. It's incredible how the system works. It's disgusting. It's just dumb. But how can we tear this down and build something better? You're talking about something that has been in place. Sure, it has evolved and changed, but it's been in place for hundreds of years. From the moment America was created and evolved, changed, then started affecting the world globally, this has been here. And the thing is, I've sat there, it's like, It always feels like it's catching up. And maybe that's always going to be the race. You're always catching up. You're never going to be a step ahead. But it just feels old. And I'm talking about, I guess, maybe the law or the way this whole justice thing works. Like, it's old. It doesn't work. And what a time for this to come out. Meanwhile, Trump is Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died last week or 10 days ago. He's already nominated somebody up for the Supreme Court before her body even gets cold. Because he's trying to have another ally in the Supreme Court just in case he wants to fight over the election. The fact that he's like, I don't know if I'm going to leave. And the craziest part is when we're thinking that, everybody who's kind of sitting that was like, he's going to leave, right? If he loses the election or just people just think he's playing. How do we know he's not playing? We have seen all these things happen in other countries. So we're just sitting here literally lucky that this has never happened before. That George Washington just decided, hey, after two terms, I'm good. FDR had four terms. Sure, from everything I've heard, he was a good guy. But what if he didn't die at his fourth term? What if he was healthy enough to just keep going? Five, six terms, seven terms? What if he never wanted to leave office? We're just lucky that things work out the way they do. And maybe for the first time with Trump and his people and whoever his supporters are, what if he says, okay, I don't care if I lost to Biden. I'm not leaving. And his people gonna be like, no, fuck that. No, he's not leaving. He's the best person for the country. We've seen, especially his more radical elements of his fans, of his supporters, feel some certain type of way. And the decision with Breonna Taylor and everything going on with it, it's like, we don't need to add more fuel to this fire. If anything, we need to put the fire out and just fucking take a breath. That's why I'm worried about Ahmaud Arbery getting his justice. Okay? And all the things that they tried to do to him to disparage him. The things that they're going to do to George Floyd when those four officers get their day in court. I guess one of my big things is just that, especially with George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, they didn't need to die. Like I said before, we shouldn't know their names. Even if it was for George Floyd's case, even if it was a counterfeit $20 bill. Okay, what point did we get to where you have your knee on his neck for damn near 9 minutes? Breonna Taylor, are we absolutely sure? We already know where the hell the suspect is. We're going to go arrest him. Is this even necessary? I'm not out here saying that no-knock warrants aren't necessary. Okay, I get why they're there. If you really think about it, they kind of make sense. Look, you're just trying to catch somebody in the act. And also you're trying to make sure that no evidence is taken away of, anything like that. I can't remember the exact explanation that was told to me about no-knock warrants. But my goodness, was this handled terribly. And of course, it's going to be, especially with the climate that we are in right now, where it seems like every time a cop does something bad, they're going to get crucified for it. And that's not technically fair. Cops are people too. But the reason cops are treated the way they are right now is because of a myriad of high profile blunders. And that also, that doesn't count every cop. But also, we also know not every person in the force is geared up to be a police officer. This country may burn if we already know Breonna Taylor didn't get justice, Ahmaud Arbery doesn't get justice, and George Floyd doesn't get justice. We saw what they did to Minneapolis for, what, 3-4 days after George Floyd died? While we were waiting for them to levy charges, so Derek Chauvin doesn't go home and eat with his family for 3 days? Look what they did to the city. And I was just waiting for them to get charges. Black people right now, at least in my opinion, I can't speak for everybody else, they're getting to the point where it's like, come on, like, enough. We're not asking for too much. We're just asking for respect. Even before America was founded, black people were getting disrespected and getting, we were second class since before America itself was founded. Black people were done dirty by America. I mean, what am I going to say? What are future generations going to go back and look at this time on? And obviously, it's not just here in America. It's everywhere. But I live in America. So, of course, I want America to be better. I don't know where what Breonna Taylor's family goes for, does from here. I've heard they're asking for the release of the evidence. Like, I believe Benjamin Crump, their attorney, was like, did he even present any evidence at all for Breonna Taylor? And everything that the prosecutor said was by the book. It's like, look, it's not a, I get that people are going to be highly emotional about this, but it's about getting to the facts. Okay, then tell us those facts. Why can't you release those facts? We want to know what those facts are, according to you. Because we already have a lot of problems with the discrepancies that were shown. We already know how you lean when you're very pro-law enforcement. Even if you're pro-law enforcement, you have to be able to tell, you have to be able to tell them when you're wrong, when they're wrong, sorry. Because you want law enforcement to be better, right? But I've said this so many times, the way America polices has to change. It feels like also, I feel like body cameras should be mandatory in all warrant seizures. Like all, every time a warrant is carried out, there should be a body camera. Remember in Baltimore when they were planning, the cops were planning drugs on people doing warrants? And the only reason they were caught is because they had body cameras watching cops literally put drugs on people. I don't know. I'm going to take the music off for this one. I'm just going to have the intro. I'm really down right now. Down, but not surprised. Talking to my mom about it and how she's like, other people are laughing at us. Other countries are laughing at us. We should be trying to be the best we can be and helping support ourselves. Other Americans are being done dirty. Why is it so hard for America itself to admit its own problems? Admitting its own problems, working on them, is the best way for America to grow and become better. But people like the status quo. But the status quo has got us to where we are now, where we are arguing on the street, killing somebody in their own home. Killing a man while he's eating ice cream in reference to Botham John. Killing law enforcement, killing somebody over a $20 bill that was real or fake or not? I could keep going. It's not even just black people. The rise of like discrimination and violence towards Asian Americans has completely risen since coronavirus started. But that's something not a lot of people are talking about. I mean, do we even really need to talk about Native Americans? That's why they're getting a check from the government every month, even though they were put specifically in specialized zones called reservations. could keep going on and on at how America has done so many people dirty. And I'm not saying it's going to be done overnight, but why are we refusing to get better? Whether people want to admit it or not, America's not as great as it used to be. Fuck, just show you the numbers. Look where we are performing academically. Shit, every time a freaking soccer team rolls out there, then we get mad at how come we're not better in soccer watching teams just kill us. It's all right. A women's soccer team got us, but we only celebrate them when it's convenient. Fuck, we really good in basketball, so okay, we'll send all of our boys down there. If we do not, as a country, acknowledge our mistakes and find a way to work forward, we're going to have a problem. Maybe not now, maybe not in my lifetime, but it's going to be a problem in the future. Everything that has happened has led us to here, both good and bad. That a marginalized group of people who don't even make a quarter of the population, like, we're fucking done. Like, I just want to be able to walk down the street and not have, like, a white woman grab her purse like I'm going to steal it. It's dumb. I want to be able to walk into a store and not be, like, followed around. I want to be able to, like, take a shortcut to work without being stopped and being asked if I'm lost or you don't belong here or things like that. Or every time I see somebody with a Trump hat staring me down, like, it does something to me. I don't know. Breonna Taylor, rest in peace. It's crazy that these walls, not even your own walls, but somebody else's walls got more justice than you. It's crazy that the dogs in Michael Vick's case got more justice than her. And yet every time Michael Vick shows his face, people fucking just protesting him, even though he's done more for dogs than any of those people ever will. And sure, he had to do what he did to get there. But still, he's more of an ally to dogs than you are. Whoever you are right now listening to this getting mad because Michael Vick showed up to your practice facility. I remember when Michael Vick was here in Kansas City for training camp for like a couple weeks and he was like a special consultant. He wasn't even getting paid. And they were protesting him there. Meanwhile, we all know, I can't remember, I think it was 2016, all the crap that was going on with the team at the time. But it's all good. Tyreek Hill, even though he was in a weird relationship, literally got convicted of a domestic violence charge. But it's all good. He just scores touchdowns for you, right? Ugh. Hypocrisy. I don't know. I feel like I'm going somewhere else, so I'm just going to stop here. You know what? Just stay safe. Take care of your people. Enjoy football. Whatever. I don't know. I'm just worried about what this means for the future and what could come next, so... Just stay safe, guys. Justice is sure fickle, huh? All right, guys, stay safe. Don't go out there doing nothing stupid. I'm done talking. All right, guys, stay safe. See you later. You know all the stuff. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, email, all that stuff if you have questions. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Bye.